We are on Daf Tzadik Zayin Amid Bey. We have three Taisvas to learn on the previous Sugya till we start a new Sugya. Ukechal Atzmai Osa. The Gemara had said that kechal min aminyan, or kechal atzmai osa, but the kechal alone is also, one is not permitted to eat the kechal. And let us just refresh our memory. The kechal mitzad atzmai is mutter. Taisvus had said the only reason why you're not allowed to eat the kal is because there's remnants of cholov also in the kal. And Taisvus said before, no binageya, the next Taisvus, and Taisvus said before, in reality, the cholov also becomes niflat when it's completely cooked. But Chazal did not want to differentiate. That means if it's going to be, I'm cooking it for 5 minutes, there's still cholov osa. That way not allowed to eat the kal. If I cook it for 15 minutes, theoretically you should be allowed to eat the kal, because the kal is mutter. The kal mitzad atzmai is mutter, but they didn't want to differentiate, so they said, you're not allowed to eat the kal, because since there's a zman, since there is a zman when there's cholov in it, and then the kal is also, because you can't get rid of the cholov when you cooked it with the cholov, so they acid it, afilu the cholov was nifla. But, so, pshat is, the kal is a davar hamuta, the kal never became also, because the bliya of the cholov was nisbatal by shishim. But you're not allowed to eat the kal because there's some remnants, or there were some remnants of cholov ha'oso in the kal, and that is why you're not allowed to eat the kal. Chazal asa to eat the kal. A kal atzmayoso. Yesh svarim de garsi osa heiched eloi kore. It's also, if you didn't tear open the kal before you cooked it, that's a davar muskim. If you tore it open and you got rid of the cholov before you started cooking, everyone agrees that it's mutter, because there's no cholov there. Ubishlei bahadei bosa. But the kal is also, you didn't tear it open and you cooked it with other meat. Then the kal is also. Now let us appreciate, there's a problem in this. The kal is only also if you cooked it with other meat, and you didn't cook it with other meat, we still have a problem. The cholov in the kal will become also through the kal, and then with the same cheshbon, we should not allow to eat the kal, because there's cholov in the kal, that's also. So what's pshat in this girsah, that the kal is only also if you cooked it with other meat, and if you didn't cook it with other meat, it also should be also. That is the problem in this girsah. Ve'im taima, so Taisva says, ki bosha leinami lechudei, if you cook it alone, litza, it also is also. Mishum tam bosa hakal shebechala, what's the gimel? Mitum mishum hakal atmai shebechala shebegumais. You have cholov in the gumais, you cook the kal was nice and tam in the cholov, and that cholov became also. So mamela, so you're not allowed to eat the kal because of the cholov ha'oso. So why does it say that the kal is only also if you cooked it with me? V'yeshleima mishum lishne kama derav beperi kol ha'oso. The omar rav holds leikoroi einei oiva olov. There's a Rav in Kol HaBoso, we'll see some pshat in Rav. Rav says, if you did not tear open the kal, and you cooked it, umutter. If you cook the kal alone, it is mutter. Period. That's what Rav says. Lekach tzorich lahamich shenizbash alim abosar. That's what you have to say. You cooked it with other meat. Now, what is pshat in this Rav? So, Taisvis, further on Daf Kuftesam at Beis, says as follows. But let's explain a little bit. Rav, the Lishna Kama, the Rav, holds as follows, that we have to know two halachas. So speaking about the chol of the Rabbana, number one, because chol of shchute, before it's pirish, it's we didn't answer the chol. So Rav holds like this. If the chol was only mekabel tam from the kral, that doesn't taste too much basa b'cholov, because the cholov is keseder in the kral, and the kral is nice and tam in the cholov, whatever, it's kovish in the kral. The tam of the kral will not make it basa b'cholov. If it went out of the kral, and it went back into the kral, then it will become basa. But kozman, it's in the kral, the tam kral will not answer it. So, Rav is speaking about such a case. It went, there was shishim, it was cooked, there was shishim of mayim. It was shishim of mayim, so the cholov that went out is not coming back cholov. It's bottle the mayim. And the cholov that doesn't go out, the tam from the kral, they didn't aser. Now it is a tam of kral. But, if there is basar in the pot, so the basar is nice and tam in the kral, in the chalav of the kral, and the chalav of the kral becomes also because of the outside basar. So that is shitas rav. Shitas rav is, that means like this, if there wouldn't be shishim in the mayim, there wouldn't be shishim in the mayim, so the chalav that goes out and comes back again will be nesa because of the kral. Because it went out and then it came back. If in the cholov that's in will not become nesa from the kral. If the shishim, so whatever came out doesn't come back cholov. Whatever is in only got the tam of the kral, so there's no problem. If there's basar outside, so the basar is nice and tam in the cholov in the kral, and then they asked that cholov because it has a tam basar. That's pshat in this girsa. Ela miyato, nafal l'kdeira acheres lo yeser. Now, let us just again refresh our memories. We have here a difficult gemara, and the gemara klar da shayla, are you mishaya klar da shayla, the Beirav Kahane, are you Meshaya B'didei Mesharinon or B'may Denofik Minei Mesharinon? When you Meshaya Shishim, you Meshaya the whole Kechal, or you Meshaya only the milk that goes out from the Kechal? That was the Shaila. And the Gemara says, Pshita de B'didei Mesharinon, the bemadenofik minay menoyadinon. We can't know how much went out. Well, this is something that is hard to figure out. Shishim kineged what went out. We don't know how much cholov is inside the kral. So we're mishaya kineged kulav. That was the previous gemara. Then the gemara says, elo meyato. Ooh, since alochere the hemshech of the gemara. Since you're Mishaya Kineged Kuloi, so you said that everything went out. If everything went out, so why does it asa, why does the Kral asa a second Kedere? Everything went out. That is the Hemshech of the Gemara. And yesterday we mentioned the Ritve and the Mashoyes, the same Kasha. He says he doesn't understand the Hemshech of the Gemara. The Gemara klar the Yishayla, a Mishaya kineged kulo, a Mishaya kineged the cholov that went out. So the Gemara says, We don't know how much went out. This is close. The whole crowd is mutter. How much went out? I don't know how much went out. Could be there's some left over also. That what I just said, you Mishai connected Kula, because I can't give you other numbers. I don't know what went out. That's what the Gemara says. The Lo Yadinin. We don't know what went out. We can't say Shishim Kenegan what went out, because we don't know how much went out. Now, between you and me, is something left over, something not left over? I haven't the faintest idea. Could be something is left over. I never committed myself. I never said that everything goes out. I just said, yes, we Yimishaya Shishim, Yishimishaya Kenegan Kulun. But the Rehitas Loshana Gemara, the Moshe says, Ela Miyato, since you said the Yemeshayah Keneged Kuloi, so that means everything went out. If everything went out, why does the Kral Asa, the second Kedera? That is the Loshana Gemara, and it's very schwer to understand who said that everything went out. Al Kaponim, yesterday we said the Ritva asked this Kasha on Rashi, and now we're going to have the same thing in Taisus, and the Masha asks us on Taisus. One sec. Now let's see Taisus. Ela meyata nofa l'kdeira acheres lo yese. Dekivin debekulei mishayrino. Since your mishayr keneged the whole kral, im kein nofi kulei. So everything went out. So Memele, if everything went out, so there's no Cholov left in the Kral, so why should it ask a second Kedera? That is the Gemara's Kashi. As we mentioned before, the whole list of the Kral is only because of the Cholov. And if the Cholov went out, so there's no Cholov in the Kral, so why should it ask a second Kedera? Avol Ibemedinofik Minei Misharinon, but if you would have said, that you only mishayev b'medinofik minei osi shapir, the oisa kedei racheres the loinofik kule. So memele, then I could say the whole thing didn't go out. Something's left over. So memele, then I would understand why it asks the second kedei. And that this is the mashos kasha. Where did he see that if it's misharini kneged kule that everything went out? Okay, let's. Forget about that kasha. Kvim taima. That taisus amayra dike kasha. That means there's a suffix. If you mishayah keneged kulay, that means everything went out. If you mishayah keneged the nofik minay, then could be something is left over. So the mother says, if mishayah keneged kulay, some emela. So why does it ask a second kedera? If the kral fell into second kedera. In fact, taisus, maybe I don't know what happened. Could be everything went out, and could be everything did not go out. So memeli, you have to be through. If in the first kedera, if there's not shishim keneged kuloi, so the boss will be also. Maybe everything went out. And if everything went out, so you need shishim keneged kuloi. You're asking, so I have to be machma. The second kedera, why it asks? Because maybe everything didn't go out. I don't know. I don't know if it went out or not. So memele, I have to tank on two chasanis. When it comes to the first day, I can't tell you you're allowed to eat the meat if you won't be mishayi keneged kuloi. Maybe everything did go out. So you need shishim keneged kuloi. The second kedera, I can't tell you that it's mutter because maybe everything didn't go out. So what's the problem? What's the elamayata? I'm machma misofik. That's the discussion. Bimtaima, Vidilma Hoda Misharinim Bikulay, Bishum de Misafkilon. I don't know. Inafik Kulay. I don't know if the whole thing went out. Or maybe it didn't go out. Ulaka. So therefore I have to be machma. Novalik de Racheres Oisa. Bishum de Dilma Loinafik Kulay. So that's what it's going to ask. Maybe there's still some cholov left. The first day I need Keneged Kula, because maybe everything does go out. What's the problem? That's Taisvis Kash. V'yeshloima emfa Taisvis, v'zeh poshet loy, v'ein sofik bedovo, v'yodua hoyolem im yoytze kuloy oymikzot. So Taisvis seems to say the Gemara was poshut that Chazal knew what happened. Chazal zicher knew what happened. The shail is, what do Chazal know? I mean, it wasn't a suffix by him that Chazal didn't know what happened. Chazal zicher knew what happened when you cook a cow. The Makshin asked him, what happens? Does half go out? Does the whole thing go out? That was the suffix. Just tell me what happens. So if they told him, Misharini Kineget Kulay, so it means they told him that everything goes out. Chazal didn't have a suffix. He just asked him, what do Chazal know? So he told them, Misharini Kineget Kulay, so that means Chazal know that everything goes out. So if everything goes out, like the Gemara Akasha, why is the second Kedera also? There's no more also the Gemilk in the Kral. V'oit. And then Taisa says the second Teres. The Misafik, let's say you're right. Chazal didn't know. So we don't know. So Mamelu, the first Kedera in Yitshishim Keneget Kuloi, maybe everything went out. The second Kedera is also, maybe everything didn't go out. Fine. So Taisa says, no, the halacha won't be like that. The misafik lehoya oisa kedeira acheres, kiven the chol of shchute derabonam. So I'd like to say pshat in this Taisa. This Taisa is, I think, a little misleading. Poshit, you learn pshat in Taisa. Taisa is like this. If there's a safik, we're talking about a chol of derabonam. This is chol of shchute derabonam. So, but why is the second kedeira also? You're saying, because maybe it didn't go out. That's why it's also. But maybe it did go out. So suffik tarabonu lahakul. I mean, if it's a suffik, so it should be mutter, suffik tarabonu lahakul. So migahal takashe gevaldik. So why is the first kedera? Why do you need shishim kineged kuloi? Maybe the whole thing didn't go out. Why do you need shishim kineged kuloi? When it comes to the second Kedera, Taisus is very liberal. It's a suffix. Maybe it went out already. So why should you ask for the second Kedera? Fine. So the same chesbon you should be matter the first Kedera, but not Keneged Kuloi. Maybe the whole thing didn't go out. So the Teretz is, I saw in Teferet Yaakov, he says, Pshat and Taisus, you can't do such a thing. That's a Talti disaster. That means you can't be matter the first Kedera and say, I don't need Shishim Keneged Kuloi, because maybe the whole thing didn't go out, and I'll be matter the second Kedera, maybe the whole thing did go out. I'm Zichah eating Yisr over here. You're working with Sofik Darabonon Lahoko, but you're Zichah being matter on Yisr. You can't tant on two chasanis. I think I once heard there's a Prima Godim. The Prima Godim says, Bein Hashmoshes of a Tainis, a tainis darabonon, are you allowed to eat bein hashmoshes? So the prima godim says, so at the first bein hashmoshes, it's 5 minutes after the shkiyah. I'll say, well, it's a suffix. Maybe it's still yom. So I'm going to eat 5 minutes after the shkiyah. Suffix darabonon, I'm going to eat. Tomorrow, meitzoi tainis, 5 minutes after the shkiyah. It's a suffix. Maybe it's lila. So I'll also eat. So al suffix darabonon, you'll zikha be matar anisa mimonavshir. We can't do such things. You can't go suffix darabonon lekula, so I'll eat 5 minutes after the shkia, erev tainis, I'll say it's yoim, and I'll eat 5 minutes after the tainis, meitzoi the tainis, I'll say it's laila, suffix darabonon. You can't do such a thing. She's zicher being matar anisa. So what's pshat and taisvis? So the Teferet Yaakov said pshat and taisvis is as follows. When by the first kedera, Cholov Zicha went out. Cholov Zicha went out. I don't know how much Cholov went out. It's Ischazik Isure. The Zicha was Cholov in the Talumis. Now the Shailis, did that Cholov become bottle if there's no Shishim Keneged Kula? That means I know Zicha, there's Cholov in the Talumis. I have 50, not Keneged Kuloi. I don't have Keneged Kuloi. I have 50% Keneged Kuloi, not 60 Keneged Kuloi. So I'll be matter, I'll say, well, maybe the whole thing didn't go out. Rabbi, it's Ischazik Isure, Cholov went out in Taruvis, I don't know, did it become bottle, did it not become bottle? She can't say Sofit the Rabbanon Lekula by Yischazak Yisure. If it's Yischa, the Zichah Issa was here, and now I don't know did this Issa become bottle or not. Do I have enough to be Mevatel this, or I don't have enough to be Mevatel this? Sofit the Rabbanon by Yischazak Yisure, Rabbi Yidi have to be Machma. I know there's a Shach. The Shach says if you'll have two glasses of milk. One is Cholavaka, one is Cholav Yisrael. And I don't know which glass is which. And then one glass spilled out. Baruch Hashem. So Zuk Tishach, you're not allowed to drink the other glass. It's Yischaz, there was Zikha Isser over here. You can't say Sofik Tarabonim by Yischaz HaKisur. There was Zikha Isser here. I don't know, did the Isser leave or not? You don't say Sofik Tarabonim Lekula for Yischaz HaKisur. So Memele, by the first Kedera, the Zikha Cholov went into the Taruvus. Nothing what to talk about. If I don't have Shishim, can I get Kula? I have a Sofik. Was I Mevatel the Cholov? Or wasn't I Mevatel the Cholov? There was Zikha Cholov over here. So you can't say, you can't pat yourself on your back and say, I was Mevatel the Cholov. Mechitesi. So there you have to be Machma. The second Kedera, the Sofik, is do I have Cholov or not? If it went out in the first one, I don't have any cholov. If it didn't go out completely in the first one, I do have cholov. The second kedere, the suffix, not a suffix of his chazik yisure. It's a suffix, do I have this here or not? Is there any cholov left? He will say suffix, the rabbana lekula. That's how the Teferes Yaakov says, pshat and tais. Va'oid nira leforish. The Ella Ma'ata Koi Yahoda Oma Ukhal Min Haminyan. Now, we are not, that means before Taisus had a problem, Taisus understood, and the flow of the Gemara seems to be saying this, that the whole Kasha is, since you're Mishai Keneged Kuloi, so there's no Cholov left. So Taisus has a problem. Who says, I could be Mishai Keneged Kuloi, and could be there's still Cholov left? What's the Raya that no Cholov is left? So, V'oidnir leforish, the Elam Yata is not going on this memra of Mishai Keneged Kula. V'oidnir leforish, the Elam Yata koi ahod oma akhal min haminyi. It's going as follows. The first halacha, we said, krachal min haminyi. Alme, lechashvina lechaticha di isure. The khal does not become also. The cholov does not also the khal because the kal does not become also. That what you're not allowed to eat the kal is elamishim cholav akonis begumish ebesoicha. The only reason the basar is mutter. The basar never became nasa, it's mutter. You're not allowed to eat the kal because there's cholav in it. Because there's cholav in it, not because of the basar. Vim kain. So, and let's appreciate what Taisvis is saying now. Taisvis before said, and this was perhaps the kasha of the Gemara. Taisvis before said, we have to understand like this. We have a kal, the basar is mutter. The basar did not become nesa from the cholov, because the cholov went out, and the shishim keneged the cholov. The basar is not asa. The only reason it's asa is because this cholov in the cavities of the kal, this cholov. But the basar is mutter. The basar is mutter. We learned Taisvis before, that Taisvis said, so really, after he finished cooking it, after 15 minutes, there's no cholov left in the basar. The more knew this all. So let's go and eat the cows. What's your problem? So that we understood, the more understood, since in this top, after 5 minutes, you weren't allowed to eat the cow because there was still cholov in the cow. So Chazal said, so you could just say after 50 minutes is mut, after 5 minutes is also. The person doesn't have such a good clock. So we ask her to eat the kal. So the machin held good. So in this kedaira, since it was also to eat the kal, the first 5 minutes, we ask her to eat the kal after 15 minutes, even though there's no cholov in it anymore. But we ask her to eat the kal. because there was once cholov in the beginning of the mishnah. But the Gemara held a second kedera. It should answer a second kedera, please. The Gemara held the iser is so much velocity to kral, but it should answer a second kedera when we know clearly that there's no cholov in it anymore. So it should answer the second kedera. That was the Gemara's kasha. That means, so the kash elamiyata means, if you say, kechal min aminyin, which means that the basar never became basar, the problem is only the remnants of cholov, and between you and me there's no remnants in cholov by the first kedera also. But good, since in the beginning of the bishul there was cholov, so chazal asa to eat the kechal, because we'll be machma keilu, there's still cholov there. Good, so that's enough that I won't eat the kal, but to aser a second kedere, knowing that there's no cholov there, that's a Gemara held. Please, you were stretching this a little too much. And that the Gemara says, no, if it's also, it's going to be a noisa. We have to be consistent. We're asering it even though there's no cholov in it, so it has to be a noisa also. That's That they asked it, even though there's no cholov in it. Because, since in the beginning there was cholov, so they asked it already. But the Gemara held, but to ask it a second kedera, that's too far. And that the Gemara said, that, if it's also, it has to be a noisa. We have to be consistent. Zok to Gemara weiter. Anu sugi. Beye b'shishim, we had before Beya Beshishim Ben Beya Min Aminyan. That you have an Osadik Beya, and Sinit Shishim Beyim Shal Hata Ben Beya Min Aminyan, and the Osadik Beya can become a Tzurif, because this Beya is also. Omalei Ravidi Barovin Labaya Lememre Diyove Taime. So it seems like this, that you cooked, I cooked 60 eggs together, so all 59 will be osa. If you have 61 eggs, so then the 60 will be muta, because then the yevshishim, that's mevatel the tam of the beyasur. But omri inshi, people say, kimaya de beye ba'alma. There's a saying that people say if something is tasteless, so they say it tastes like you cook an egg. Just like when you cook an egg, there's no tam that goes into the water because it's tasteless. An egg somehow is not nice in tam. So they want to compliment someone's cooking. They say the same thing is tasteless. That it's anish kein tam. Fine. Well, kaponim about the marshal of the veld that onkenemun for dover poshit and everyone can see this. You'll cook eggs in water and you'll taste the water later. The water doesn't have a taste. The water is tasteless. So, frag the Gemara. So, if you had an osadik egg, you had an egg from an oif tome, and you had 50 eggs from an oif tome, I know which is which. We're not talking. So, you say it's no good. You need shishim. Why do you need shishim? It's not nice and tam. Why do you need shishim? We're not speaking about an oif, a beya that came from an oif tome. A beya that comes from an oif tome is tasteless. We're speaking about that the beya ha'asura, the egg started forming a chicken. It started, there's already more than an egg. There's already the formation of a chicken, of an afroya. So memela, that's nice and tam already. That means an egg, a yolk and a white, that's that nice and tam. But if it started forming already and becoming a chicken, that is a tam, that will last. That's something about, that we said beya, but we're talking about a beya that has an afroya in it. Or it started forming an afroya. Let's see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Lememre de yove taime ki mevashle bahadi achini. If you cook if you're going to cook an egg with other eggs, it's going to be nice and tam. Zmo says, Efroyach, no, speaking about it, started to form an Efroyach, Shahabosa nice and tam, and the bus is nice and tam, Peloishna tamei, Peloishna tahira, the Neveli, that means it was relevant to who this comes from, like Tommy of Toya. The reason it asks other eggs is not the egg that's also, it's the Efroyach that's also. The Efroyach is an Neveli. Avot meyeloi, avot yestamazoi, an egg, from a knife to me, it's not nice and tam. Period. That's what the Gemara said. So we took care of the problem. The velts looked good. Eggs never are nice and tam. And here that it says they need shishim. We're talking about a beis afchayach. Eise veifek the Gemara kashe beim tahoyreish she sholkon im beim tmeyeis. In the first case, we didn't say what we're talking about. We said it's and also the kebay with hamuta the kebay, so we didn't know exactly what we're talking about. So it could be. So he said we're speaking about a bayis afroyah. Here it says it spells out what we're talking about. Bayim tahirai she sholken im bayim tmeis im yesh ben benois and tam kulan asureis. So here it says clearly that by a bayis tmeis all the eggs are also. No, here it says a bayis tmeis. So here you can't. So now we're back with the kasha. A beya tmei is not nice and tam. It's kemaya the bey balm. It's not nice and tam. And here it says already tmeis. Before we go further, I'd just like to mention a shtikel ha'ore. If this is a ha'ore, I don't know, but I'd just like to mention it. We had mentioned and daf tzadik zayin amid aleph, amachloikis the beis meir and the shach. The shach said that if you cook a dog tomei with dog toyer, he assumes that it's nice in tam. Assumes it's a dog tomei and a dog toyer, he assumes it's nice in tam. Some of it has different tamim. And it's mean b'sheinim minay. That's what the shach says. The beis meir says, and the kebega brings down the beis meir. Rashi said, kilchis bebosso, kilchis bebosso. So we heard over here that and he said litame kfele. So he said, why did Rashi say kilchis bebosso? Why didn't Rashi say kilchis bedogim toirim? So the Beis Meir says, because a dog tomei has the same taste like a dog toyer. And here it says, you give it a kfeila to taste, so kochach, it's dog bebosa. So the Beis Meir says, a dog tomei has the same taste like a dog toyer. Fine, okay. Now, I don't know if one could be medame, if one can't be medame, but we have here the shach said a dog tummy mustami is a different taste than a dog toyer. The Beis Meir says they have the same taste. I from a Gemara. Now an oy a beis tummy and a beis toyer. I'm just wondering if they, according to the Beis Meir, they have the same taste. Maybe dogim and beim you can't compare them. But if you'll say like the Beis Meir, they have the same taste. So the havamin of the Gemara, here it says we're speaking about beyot meya bebeyot toira, benoisen tam. Benoisen tam means you taste it. Benoisen tam means you can taste it. You can give it to a kvela. If they have the same taste, you can't taste it. So lechaira, we see clearly, al kaponim, maybe there's a difference between beyim and dogim for some reason, but al kaponim, here we see clearly a beya from an oif tome taste different than a bay from a knife toy, because it says b'nai same time, you have to taste it. Al kaponim. Loi rabosi. Could be there's a difference between dogim and bay. Anyway. But al kaponim, we're back to our problem. Here it says b'feirish bayim t'meis, it's also, and bayim t'meis is also. So the Gemara says, ochinami b'bayis afroya. No, we're talking about that it's not a bay from knife tummy. It's speaking about that already the chick started, it started it started becoming a chick. So Mamela, so it's boss already. But my cover, so Gemara says, my cover lo tamaya. So Gemara says, given this bay of choyach, cover lo tamaya. It's us already. The bay is us. That's why he calls it a tamaya. But not the way you understood it's a normal egg that was born from a knife tamay. It means it's an egg that the chick started forming in Mamela. So it's called tamay. It's us. It's not allowed to, that's why it's called tamay. Right, the Gemara, so what are you telling me? That this Barais that speaks about, you need, it's nice in tam. A beya tmeya with beyim toiris is nice in tam means an afroya. So, fact, the Gemara, when we dictate, you say, well, let's look at the safe of the Barais. Beyim sheshulkan, venimtsa afroyach ba'achas mehem, yesh ben benois in tam, kulan asuri. So the safe is talking about an afroyach. Michlal the Reisha, the last more afroyach. I mean, asking, what are you telling me? The Reisha is talking about afroyach. That's the safer. The safer speaking about that you had an egg that had an afroyach, and the Reisha says beit meyer. So we say, why say something about a beit and a iftome? So the Gemara says no, nishkefeler. Perushe come farish. He said the safer is explaining the Reisha. Tahoy reishe sholkim im beyim tmei. Im yesh ben benoisim tam kula masures. You have to add one word, keitza. It's not two bubbles. The sefer is explaining the reishe. Im yesh ben benoisim tam kula sus keitza. What is the case? Keitze sholkim benim tzafreich ba'achas meyem. So it's not two cases, it's one case. The Baraisa is speaking about a beyis afroyach. A beif and a hiftome is tasteless. There's nothing but to talk about. Finish. And the Gemara says, "Achi nami mistaver." You tell me it's a doichik. I'll tell you it's mistaver the way I say. This al kedaitach reisha the last b'afloya. Talking about two cases. The reisha is speaking about there's no afloya. It's a beif from a hiftome. Hashda the last b'afloya chasure the is b'afloya chmiboy. So I need the safer for. If it's telling me that an egg is nice in time, even though an egg is more or less tasteless, Avapikain, it says that an egg from the knife tummy is nice in time. Sabada give us an afreich is nice in time. So what is to say the sefer bechlal? Is al kochach, you have to add a word, ketzad, and the sefer is mevayel the reisha. That what we said in the reisha, abeya asel, that means abeya, which is an afreich, and the sefer is explaining the reisha. The Gemara says, "Imishum ho loy iria." No. It's not. You could say what you're saying, but you can't prove it. You wanted to prove it. It has to be a perish, because else why do I need the sefer? No, punvakel ton the sefer legluye reisha. The sefer that's speaking about a base of prayer is coming to tell us. It doesn't say keitzad in my baraisa. So forget it's coming legluye reisha shaloi taima. You would say Reisha this b'afroyach, have less b'afroyach, show you. Tana say for this b'afroyach, Michal the Reisha, the less b'afroyach, the lahochi asule. So the Gemara says it's not muchach from the Baraisa that it's speaking about a beyat meya, a beyat from my stomach. It could be, you're right, could be you're not right. Al kaponim, but that's the shakla v'tai in the Gemara. Let us see Rashi. A member of the Yavi time making me vashla bahadi yachile. A flyer she was not in tumble, she had male, she turned in belly. Avot meya, beloy a flyer loy, kim this pa flyer, correlate meya, small says, a fellow shall life toil. They in toire she shulk and they cook together. Michlau the ray, she do not get meya, to meya mamish come up, a lava flyer, libe toire, a flyer, tarti lomely, so it's repetitious, both are spinning about a flyer. Small says, no, ketzad. The sefer is explaining the reisha. Ketzad sheshalkam nimtzei sefreich bachas mem bezui tumasai bekula min atoyer. Everything is speaking about a bayis toyer. So Gemara says you have to say like this because if it's mamish speaking about two different cases, hash to the last b'afroich hashmin in the yovet aime basure papa gav the maya balma, even though it's pretty tasteless, yesh b'afroich apulu tahira. Me boy, koskin di ovitame, da freich neveli, nitzbosa. Period. That's that. Let us see Tosfos, beye besamach, vuhu adin bishari surim, לאו דווקא אבייס בסמך, יהודים בשאר איסורם, ובייה איצח להם בשום דיקה, בייה תמייד לא יוסר, כנמרין אין אינשי דמי בלמו, כי what it tells, but it's a בייה דתוס עשר, that's a בייה ספרויה. בבייה ספרויה, שתוי ספו דו בנמצא בו דם, if there's some blood in the יגברי, זה שודה תיכלה בכולה. They say it started becoming the skalkel, it started forming already, the blood is a simen that the chick started forming, so maybe it's not a bay anymore, it has a dinner for you. Period. Now, before we say Taisus in a bay, Nick, let's just appreciate what Taisus is talking about. We have here a whole sugya, I mean, that a bay is not nice in time. The shaila is it not nice and tam only because there's a shell around it also. So memele, the shell, let's make it go interesting, you have really two shells. You have a shell around the beya asura, you have a shell around the beya mutaris. Memele, two shells, these are two barriers, so whatever taste could be in the beya, it won't go through with two shells. That could be. But what will be if there'll be no shell, one shell? Will there make a difference? He says a person is cooking eggs and somehow he opens up the eggs, he puts them in the water, and doesn't make scrambled eggs. Somehow they have the yolk standing in the, it's water and there's egg standing, open egg standing. Is it nice in time or not nice in time? That's the suffix in Taisvis. That's the suffix in Taisvis. Are we speaking about dafke, eggs with shells, or are we also speaking eggs without shells? Not mixed up. You have a lot of water cooking, and you have 20 eggs there. The shaila is, will be one nice in time. So Taisvi says, V'nire de tmeya shehi klufe efshe dasure. That means our whole sugya that said for a double poshet, that an egg is not nice in time, one of the reasons that this is so is because there's a eggshell that is a barrier for the time to go out and to come in. So mamela, then the din is it's not nice in time. That's right, it's tasteless. But if it's klufa, that means there's no klipa on it. So mamela, you'll have eggs cooking in water, not mixed up. I know exactly which egg is us, which egg is mutter. Could be, it will be nice in time. Maybe. Yeah. Benire de tmeya shiklufa, efshedasu. Fine. Ubi Yerushalmi. Now Taisus brings a Yerushalmi. Gabi giulai beim. There the Yerushalmi is speaking about giulai beim, that you have a plate from one egg to another egg. Mashmid yesh chilek bein klupais l'sha'ein klupais. There's a difference. V'shemo le'inyin zeh nami yesh chilek. Now, what is the Yerushalmi talking about, and what is Taisus talking about? So the Shach says pshat as follows. The Yerushalmi is talking about Abayas Afroyach. Abayas Afroyach. That's fine. Abayas Afroyach, Asr. So that is no Shaila. Abayas Afroyach is nice in Tam, it Asr. The Yerushalmi wants to say that if there will be two, the Asr Dike Egg has a shell, and the Mutter Dike Egg has a shell, so then the Yerushalmi wants to say, so could be the klipis are oilam in a minyan, it'll be mitzarif there to make shishim kineged. So you don't need shishim, that means you can be mitzarif the klipis to make shishim. So that means if there's no klipis, you'll need shishim of a bayis afroyah. And if this klipis, you won't need shishim because you could use the klipis as a chelak of, that'll be mitzarif. It's not also a fill of the klipis of, of a bayis afroyach is not also, so you can be mitzar of the klipis. There's a Yerushalmi, that's how the Shach says, Yerushalmi. There's a Yerushalmi that speaks about also the eggs, Beis Afroyach, and the Yishalmi wants to say there's a difference if their God Yishalmi speaking about the Shir Shishim, we could use the Klipa to be Mitzah. But there's a Yishalmi that opens up the Shaila. Could be there's a difference between Yakolov and Ishkolov. So Tosfos says, so maybe our sugya that says that a beya of an oif tummy will not asa, maybe that's only speaking about if it's not kolof, if you have shells. Then our sugya says it's not nois in tam. But if there's no shells, could be the nois in tam. I don't have a Yerushalmi that's speaking exactly about this case, but I have a Yerushalmi that says there'll be differences in halacha with a shell and without a shell. So they said maybe there'll be another difference. That's pshat in Tosfos. Tosfos says, that's a lot, now we appreciate the lotion of Tosfos. That's how the shat says pshat in Tosfos. B'Yerushalmi gabi giyulei bayim. Mash mediyesh chilik bein klufes or shein klufes. Now loch it'll be enough kemine. V'shem olinyin zenami yesh chilik. Maybe there's also a chilik. Oh, so Taisa says, if there's a chilek, so the whole sugi is shver. The Gemara is the kasha, how could a beya tmeya asa? People say that a beya doesn't, is not nice and tam, it's like it's tasteless. So the Gemara says, we're speaking about without the shells. If lemaisa is such a chilek, that's what Taisa wants to say. This is Taisa's aoftu. Could be without the shells, it's nice and tam. So why do you have to talk about a beis afroyach? We're talking about a beis tmeya, a beis from a knife tomei. You say the belt zok, a beis is not nice and tam. With shells it's not nice and tam. We're talking about without shells. That's Tosfos kasha. So lachoyra from Bavli, it would seem that Bavli does not differentiate with shells or without shells. Because if there's a difference, so say it's speaking about without shells. So they says, no, because Mustama the Barais is speaking about that it has shells, because normally you cook eggs with shells. So Mamel, that's why the Gemara didn't want to make this a kimta, but could be a maitake. It says, Tama, so you're cooking eggs, so Mustama you cook them with the shells. It could be la'aloch, without the shells. Without two shells, it'll talk to Biyosa, but it's not Mustafa that the Barash is speaking about that. Pirushi kom refarish, Ochi leiporich, the moment to say it's talking about one case. So it's talking about one case, and the safe is Mefarish Tereish, it says twice Asureis. So why does it say twice Asureis? So Tereish says, Ochi leiporich, Ochi Asureis, Asureis, Lomo. Sometimes the Mora ignores this problem. Sometimes the Gemara makes finish out of this problem, but it's not gefährlich. We can live with it and faltik. Let us just go a little further. Zok the Gemara weiter azay. Anu sugya. Ahu kizayse tarbe. There was a kizayis of chaylev. The nafal bedikula de bisre. It fell in a dikula de bisre. Zot Rashi, dikula de bisre, what does Rashi say? Kalachas. Kalachas means a pot. You see, there's a big machlokes harishonim what the translation of the word dikula is, and why Rashi had to say this. Rashi says it's a pot. It's a pot. Fine. Sova Rav Asi l'shiyurei b'may debola dikula. So Rav Asi or Rav Ashi wanted to be Mishaya. We'll see in Rashi, now there is not shishim of heter keneged the chaylev that came in. That means now it was cooking for 15 minutes. There's, let's say, 59 chalokim of boso, and keneged the chalev. k'neged the chayla. So Ravashi wanted to say, but 59, but you know, in the doifin of the pot, some of the heta went in. So we should have 60, will be mitzarif, the heter that went into the daifnei akele, will be mitzarif to make shishin. Yeah. Amalei rabon el ravashi, otu de teire bola di isure loy bola, that means you're assuming that there's, you'll make shishim with the bli of the hetas, even though now in the pot there's not shishim, but it's in the daifnei akeli. So the isure loibola, the iser, it wasn't beileya. That means just like the pot was beileya iser, heta, the pot could be was beileya iser also. So who told you that you have shishim? Who told you you have shishim? That means, what I see now, I don't have shishim. So you wanted to be meiko, but I can be mitzar of the bliya of heta that went into the teifnei akeli. So it could be this bliya visel also there. So just like that's nearer to the naked eye, you don't have shishim, could be the bliyas In the pot also, you can't make shishim because there's iser also in the pot. That's what he told them. Sava Rav Ashi l'shire hetere. He wanted to be mishaya the heta which I have now. Ulei esufi alo mashe bolo kedere. Who could add on what the kedere was beleya. Kedei levatel esa iser. To be mevato the Issa. The Issa hoya mishaya kama yishubola foneinu mitzumekes. That means he looked at the Issa now, and if you'll take the heta that's in the path, I'll have shishim keneged the Issa. Rabbonon talmidim di sura leibola pitmiye, afe Issa nitztamek. Could be the Issa also got smaller. Then could be it was bigger, and there wasn't shishim then also. I'd like to mention two nekudis over here. There's a meiridike ran, will be negeya mamish to sugyen. Rashi says kalachas is a pat. This is going to bring down. Rashi says, Dikula is a pat. Taisis is gonna bring down Dikula, Roy Pomim in Shas, and Rashi is also made to this. Dikula means a basket, not a pat. Now, number one. Here Rashi made it a pat. Now, if it's a basket, what are we talking about? A basket, so if it's a basket, we're speaking about he was Meileach, Bosa with Chaylev. That was the story. It was Melech Bosa with Chaylev, and we're not up to that sugya now, the way other Rishonim learn Pshat. But it's a basket that was Melech. Why did Rashi not want to say like that? Rashi here says, no, the Kula means a part different than Reif Shas. Chitaran Amuridik is a Rashi had a tremendous problem the Shitos. Rashi holds, min b'minay leibotol. And chaylev and bosa is min b'minay. A big machlokes in this, but Rashi holds chaylev and bosa is min b'minay. This the whole machlokes. So memela, if we're speaking about that you made meliche chaylev and bosa, so what's there to talk about your mitzaref the bria? What's is not zereden? It's also min b'minay is also. So Rashi didn't know what's flying over here. What's that? So therefore Rashi said, no. Here the kula means a pot. So what's the mile of a pot? No, in a pot, there was the fat and meat, which is min b'minay, and water and soup and alagutta zachim. So the shishim, so we had a din that if you have min b'minay v'davah achas, talak minay k'mishayin, v'davah achal b'mevato. Here there was a pot, Baruch Hashem, with soup and water and all the good zachen, and the shishim was not with the bosa. The bosa, you can't talk about the bosa. The bosa can't be mevatel the chayl, because it's min bevina. That's why Rashi made it a pot. So, because Rashi was in hot water the other way, so Rashi made it a pot with hot water, and now Faket were out of the hot water.